Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Game, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially if we get a chance to bring our good friend Rob Jalous back on the show. We're going to be soon celebrating his 18th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. How about that, folks? He's the president of Jalous & Associates, author of so many books, I gave up trying to carry them all into the studio. The Way of the Road Warrior, Mental Agility, How to Change Minds, and on and on. And his, of course, his salesmanship book is the Bible on the topic. And he's our good friend, Rob Jalous. Welcome back.
Great to be here. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
Good to have you back. Hey, Rob, I know you got some things on your mind, but I want to take this segment and get your thoughts on something that I've actually been talking about a little bit on the show. And I'm going to call it In Praise of the Salesperson.
Okay.
Because I've been selling all my life. I was selling when I was 5 years old. You know, I was doing something to get people to give me money, take my stuff and give me money. And from right. vegetables to a bunch of other stuff to whatever I do now. And some people think it's a cliche, but I think it's an article of faith. I think it's marketplace red letter scripture as far as I'm concerned. And that is, nothing happens until somebody makes a sale. Accountants can't account.
Well, I agree.
Manufacturers can't manufacture. You know, none of this happens until somebody gets a yes from somebody. And I just think it's time that we start celebrating salespeople. What do you think?
Well, you got the right guy on the phone for this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, I even think it's a moral obligation to have great salespeople in our lives. And I say that because, you know, look, we have doctors and their job is to heal us, and we have lawyers and their job is to help us interpret the law. We have salespeople and their job is to move us over our fear of change.
Right.
Their job is to help us get unstuck and not wait for some small issue that we're living with to become a massive issue that costs us dearly. And when we can have somebody equipped with the right skills to do that, it's one of they're right up there with every other significant professional that we hold so dearly.
That's right. That's right. And they're trained, they're educated, they practice. The professionals, I'm talking about the professionals here, and which I consider myself to be, and I know Rob is, and I know, and there are millions of them out there. But this, you know, we should, salespeople get a bad rap, and I don't know exactly why, but I just know that if you look around yourself and you say, okay, how important is the marketplace to society? How much important is the marketplace, the mechanism, the dynamism of the marketplace? How much of all of that is benefiting me and my family,
right,
and our country, et cetera, et cetera? And then you realize that the thing that got all that going was a salesperson. And
right.
I think we should go ahead.
We should praise them. But you brought up a really interesting topic, which is why. Why is there this issue? And I actually have an article coming out on Friday that deals with this a little bit. But, you know, there's two reasons. One was an article I wrote about a couple months ago. I think you may have picked up on it.
Yep.
And it's the ridiculous term soft skills. Somehow, first of all, I don't like the word at all. I think we should bury it. I don't mind performance skills. I'll call them survival skills if you like. But remember, I'm working every Tuesday night when I'm in town for 6 years now with anywhere between 200 to 300 unemployed or people in transition from the workplace. And guess what? But when I look at an audience of 250, not one of them is out there because their hard skills are failing them.
Right.
Nobody's out there because
they
couldn't account fast.
Explain what you mean by hard and soft. Go ahead.
Okay. So a soft skill is what is considered sales skills, communication skills,
right,
negotiation skills, people skills.
Mm-hmm.
Hard skills are considered accounting,
right.
IT mm-hmm. is considered a hard skill. Nobody is losing their job because of a hard skill failure. And by the way, if they do have a weakness, the company bellies up to the bar, pays for training,
right.
and fixes it.
Right.
But by the sheer nature of the word soft skills, we undervalue it. And mm-hmm. those soft skills are what can end a career. And it also eliminates our ability to train people. And I want to talk about that.
But it also launches markets, too. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back with Rob Jolliss after this break. 20 Tell, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
If you are a
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.